It's 9:12 here on your Monday morning. Mark Sinangelo back in with you here, and we're on the phone with the president and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center, Sue, Kevin Kalchek. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Well, we were talking before we went on the air that, and I think you had mentioned in your last update that the signs were going to start going up, and sure enough, you've got a, I don't know if they're all up or not, but the one that I really noticed was the big lighted sign up over the emergency room, where they took the old one down and they put the new one up, and saw them kind of doing that whole process, and saw it at night one night with my wife, and it looked great.
Yeah, no, I think it looks really great. There are some things that are going to have to probably wait until the spring or kind of go throughout the year, like door on all the doors, the decals, and all of that type of stuff. But no, they look really, really good. One thing that I did like, you saw the War Memorial Long-Term Care Building mm-hmm. on the side of that. And I'm really glad that we did that, because some people are feeling like, you know, War Memorial never existed. And I can assure you that, you know, all the people that were part of that definitely want to have that, you know, in our future. And we're not leaving our history behind, and we're going to try to keep that with us because our history is important.
Yeah, I saw that sign there as well over by long-term care, and I think that's great. And I know that David John had said that prior, and you echoed that in your time there as the president, that was going to remain named War Memorial Hospital because of the history and the all the work that went way back in the day to kind of, you know, get that initial part of the hospital built.
Yeah, for sure. We're looking forward to our future and everything that we're going to be able to provide for years to come, adding services, but we wouldn't be here without our past.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin Kalchek, the president and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center, Sue, joining us here. Well, Kevin, now that the signage is up, and I know you said there's a few last little details left on your punch list for that. What's the next big thing that you guys are going to be going through as this transition continues to roll out?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you asked that. I think that, you know, we've talked about the commitment of My Michigan to the Sioux, and we've talked about, you know, $65 million of capital improvements over the next 5 to 10 years. And so the strategic planning is a really big part of it, and that's still going on. And, you know, some people might feel that that's taken a long time, but it's that important. It's that important to understand what our community needs, what services can we provide here, and do we need here locally. And after you get that, then you start into the master facility planning as to how do you accomplish that. And the time that we're taking is well spent, because we want to do things right. And it's a plan that can be changed over time based on our needs changing. But I would expect that probably second quarter of 2023 that we would have some sort of announcement as to what we're thinking about, how the strategic plan wound up, what we're thinking about from a master facility plan, and what potentially the first project will be. But that doesn't mean it's going to break ground, because there's architectural drawings and you have to go out for bids and all of those types of things. So it's going to be a while, but I think that we will be able to share more. Not that we're not sharing now, but things will be more planned out at that point.
Well, and I think that that's probably an important point to remember, is that, yeah, you've got this promise from the corporate level that they're going to invest this amount in the Sioux and Chippewa County, you know, but you just don't want to say, oh, well, let's just throw the money at this, you know, without having, you know, a real good set plan of, you know, of A, is that something we need, and B, if it's something we need, how do we go best about doing it, you know, incorporating mm-hmm. into the facility that we have?
Absolutely, and it's, you know, you know we're responsible for the resources of the hospital, you know, just as any nonprofit is, and to spend those dollars wisely, you know, we have to be good stewards.
For sure. So what else is, as you get ready to head into the rest of fall and then winter, and then obviously turn the calendar over to 2023, what are some of the other projects that'll be taking place, or things that'll be happening at the hospital?
Well, you know, some of the small projects are just, you know, maintenance types of things that have been, you know, maybe long overdue or need to be shored up before winter, but definitely a lot of cosmetic things. I think people will see, you know, fresh coats of paint you know, our appearance along with the signs outside will probably be having more things inside that are, you know, match the My Michigan theme a little bit more. You know, I really think that's going to be the bulk of it, just really kind of sprucing things up and making sure things are more appealing, I guess, if you will.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to go on to, you know, really focusing on some of our services would be, you know, Dr. Sardar just started. I know we've talked to him. He's hematologist and oncologist, and I've been hearing comments about, well, you know, does that mean Dr. Krzyzewski and Muhammad and Holly Shank aren't going to be here? And that's absolutely not the case. We wanted to provide more services, not just a continuation of what we have, but actually being able to expand and truly be able to serve the cancer patients of our region. And then I was wanted to talk about primary care a little bit. Dr.
Sure.
Balaraman had started in October. We'd been talking about him, but he's actually here and taking new patients. And primary care is just so important to us because we are, you know, Dr. O'Connor is going to be stop seeing outpatients by the summer of 2023, and he's been serving us for over 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dr. Tetzloff will be done seeing outpatients, I believe, in the summer of 2024. So he's going to be doing that for well over a year and a half, but these doctors have served our community so well,
right,
and it's going to be so hard to be able to fill their shoes, but we have to try because it's, primary care is essential for our community. It's the most important thing to have.
For sure, and you think of somebody like Dr. O'Connor and Dr. Tetzloff, who, like you say, have been doctors in this community for so long. I'm sure their patient, the number of patients they have or, you know, had served over the years is just, you know, a huge amount. So you've got to find the right person that's going to kind of come in and, you know, not only work with, you know, with those patients, but work with the staff that's going to work with those patients, you know, that's working with Dr. Tetzloff too right now. So,
yeah. And again, yeah, you can't replace those guys.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know, but you got to try to find the right, you know, the best that you can for our community. They deserve it. And, you know, I don't know if you've heard, but cardiology, the McLaren Cardiology Clinic that has been open in the Heritage Building is, they've notified their patients that they're going to discontinue services, I think, at the end of November.
Wow.
And so, fortunately, we have Dr. Giroux and Jamie Armstrong that we had started a cardiology practice about a year ago, and that has to be another one of our high recruits because we need more than just Dr. Giroux and Jamie Armstrong to take care of a community. We have more cardiac issues than that.
And I would imagine, too, as you're adding new physicians and new services like that, obviously the ancillary and support services that help support those doctors and the services they provide, you've got to recruit, you know. I mean, we've talked before about the crucial shortage of nursing people, not only here, but, you know, around the country. How are you addressing that right now?
I think you were at the chamber luncheon,
yep,
weren't you, with,
yep,
Clinton Messer?
Yep.
It kind of goes back to that message where he said we have so much to offer here. We have to be advocates of our resources. And you know, he talked about being able to retain our youth and giving them a reason to want to be here. And not only in the hospital, but all industries, mm-hmm, need to focus on that. And I'd really like to see us, you know, put a even a bigger focus on supporting the allied health programs of the high schools throughout our region, whether it's Pickford or Cedarville or, you know, Sault Ste. Marie or Rudyard, it doesn't matter, and really give them opportunities, you know, to want to stay here because they're getting a good opportunity both here at the hospital and here at our local university, which is so important to our community. So really focusing on that. But, you know, we have a lot of other immediate needs that it's going to take time. So nursing and lab technicians and ultrasound techs and anesthesia providers, there's just so many needs right now, but it's not just us. It's really throughout the industry.
Does having the backing and being a part of a bigger organization like My Michigan help to bring in recruit and also the other part of that is retaining the staff that you do have?
Yeah, I think so. There's some things that we can't maneuver as quickly because we have to do things in line with the entire system. But I do know that we've already had a couple recruits, not recruits, but people move from the health system here to the Sioux, us being on their website for job postings and those types of things. It definitely puts us in a bigger light at a state level. A lot of times people didn't know who we were before, and I think that's definitely going to increase the knowledge and understanding of who we are and what we have to offer.
Absolutely. We're talking to Kevin Kalchuk, the president and CEO of My Michigan Health. Kevin, talk anything else that you wanted to add just as we wrap up here this morning, but the things that you want people to know that are going on at the hospital?
Again, just getting back to the master facility plan, you know, people having realistic expectations as to when we're going to roll things out. You know, people being patient with our staff. It still is pretty busy, and we're still very short-staffed. But other than that, just really thanking the community for choosing us and trusting us for their care.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin, we obviously appreciate everything the hospital has always done in this community and continues to do. You know, even if it's a new name, but it's still the great health care that we've come to rely on from the hospital here in Sault Ste. Marie. And we appreciate your leadership and sharing with us the information that's going on at the hospital. And we'll look forward to your update, your last one for the year in December.
Yeah. What I can say is thank you for those comments, but it's everything good that we do here is because of the staff we have.
Absolutely. Kevin, thanks so much. We'll talk to you in December, okay?
Thank you.
Kevin Kalchuk.
Have a great day.
You too. Kevin Kalchuk, the president and CEO of My Michigan Health here in Sault Ste. Marie, joining us on 1230 WSOL.